The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. I wish I could have gotten messages to you sooner, but we have been having technical difficulties, one after the other. So forgive me. It's not my intention, just getting some opposition as usual, but the Lord has broken through. The blood of Jesus that cleanses even our equipment. Anyway, this morning, right after receiving the Lord in Holy Communion, he began speaking to me. He said, "I have seen your tears, my heart dwellers. I have followed the sounds of your supplications and faithful cries to my Father. Continue in this mode. Do not grow weary in well-doing. We have many obstacles to overcome, many situations to overcome that without your prayers could be fatal. I want you to know that there is nothing prayer will not exert an influence on." Okay, so I'd like to digress for just a moment and share this story with you. And I think I've shared it before, but for you newcomers, this is about a young pastor's wife and children. The pastor's wife had a baby girl, and many who visited his church that had a word of knowledge would grow very quiet when they prayed for him. After encouraging them to speak of what they saw, they warned the couple time after time that she would be kidnapped. A prophet would come to his church, and when speaking prophetically over the couple, would become very quiet and downcast. Then they would tell him, "I'm so sorry to tell you this. It's about your little girl. She's going to be kidnapped." This didn't happen once or twice. It happened year after year after year. Every prophet that came to that church grew very quiet and sad when they went to pray over the couple. Then they would tell them, "Your daughter is going to be taken from you." But this couple did not lay down with it. On the contrary, they prayed protection over her relentlessly and never went into agreement with that dire word. And eventually, thanks to God's grace and protection, she grew up strong in the Lord and was never kidnapped. In other words, family, rather than collapsing and agreeing with dire prophecy, God wants us to raise up a standard of prayer that shakes the heavens. These visions and dreams do not have to manifest if we stand resolutely in the gap. The Lord gives us these visions and dreams to warn us so that we will pray. Jesus continued, "Though it seems cast in concrete, even concrete cannot withstand the relentless prayers of my saints." Have you ever seen a delicate flower crack a slab of concrete and bloom in the open? I see, hear, feel everything that takes place in your deepest being, and I in turn am moved to respond in my deepest being. It is a good thing that this has been brought to the light. He's here talking about a dream that we believe was about President Trump being in a casket. And this is being brought to the light and talked about because it stirs you, my faithful ones, into action through prayer. If things were presented in a light that everything goes well and your president will live through his second term, no one would be praying as they should. So I do not fault these vessels for bringing these things to light. What would be tragic is if you just laid down with it and said, "Oh, these things are set to happen and nothing can stop them." How far from the truth you would be. It is not my heart for this to happen, for the president to be assassinated, or for the nation to go into total turmoil. Okay, as an aside here, as a matter of fact, I just listened to Jeremiah Johnson, who had a dream about Trump. He saw him standing in front of a mirror, and rather than his own image looking back on him, Abraham Lincoln was there, looking back at him. Now, the parallels of their careers are striking. Lincoln advocated for the freedom of slaves and eventually was assassinated. President Trump advocates for the Constitution, an end to human trafficking and abortion, and many things Lincoln would have agreed with. The only difference is that our prayers will keep Trump from being assassinated. So far, there have been 25 attempts on his life. I don't know the details of all of them, but I do know that at least two of them, their bodyguards, died. These evil people who have had our nation in its death throes are serious about keeping us in bondage, and even greater bondage without religious freedom. Yet I hear other prophets say, there is no doom and gloom. There's only good coming. Lord, I don't understand something. Certain prophets say that he will not be assassinated and will live through his second term. How are we to respond to that? Jesus began, Claire, there are many things I share with you that I do not share with others. The reason for this is that I'm counting on your prayers and those who dwell securely in my heart to make the good result come about. I tell you the truth. Without the prayer coverage he gets, he would not be alive right now. I need you to continue to take me very seriously and not relax your prayers because another said he would be okay. This engenders complacency, which opens the door for tragedy. Do not become complacent, my loved ones. If this were not a very serious affair, I would not ask for your intervention in prayer. You can count on this. If he remains alive and in office, it will be because of your serious intercession. To some of my prophets, I give doom and gloom warnings. To some, I give encouragement that there is a great good to look forward to. To each group, I have a specific intention in mind. I do not want either group to throw stones at one another. I want a united front. My ways are not your ways, and just because I have spoken to you in a different way than I did to an established prophet does not mean you were wrong. There are legs in the body of Christ, there are arms, and then there are backbones. My prayer warriors are the backbones of my body. They can take the ugly onslaughts of derision and naysaying. They can take the compliments and perks without bowing and blushing. Rather, they run for cover because they know the compliments are more dangerous than the accusations. Please, my love, do not ask me again why I speak differently to you. Just know that you are in my perfect will, speaking my perfect words, and carrying out my perfect commandments to bring my body to her knees. Know this without doubts or qualms, and go forward securely. Be bold and firm. You are my messenger for this hour, and triumph will not happen without serious prayer. As far as those pastors who oppose the agenda of defending life, I say to you, stop looking at your bank account and start looking into my heart. There are consequences coming to those who are in agreement with murdering the unborn, and your day is coming. Look beyond your financial stability into your place in eternity. Do not take heaven for granted, for in that day I will say to many who boast of healings and miracles, depart from me. I never knew you. My heart is to see this through and continue to bless the direction your president is taking the nation. At the same time, I need my people and even those that do not want to be called mine. I need them to want to live in justice and equity. In heaven, everyone has what they need to do their jobs. No one is deprived of skill or opportunity. All share equally in what is needed. But greed on this earth has stolen from the poor and oppressed those who have no other recourse. There is something fundamentally wrong with the whole American dream. What is lacking is truly brotherly love and concern for those who are less capable and born into less favorable environments. I want your hearts to reach out to them. I want your worldview to be unselfish in providing for others around you. I do not give an increase of wealth so that my people can hoard resources. I give it so you may grow in charity and reach out to the needy around you. Without this kind of dream, you become selfish and spiritually shrivel up, living in excess, while others go without even the barest of necessities. I want you to know that because of your relentless prayers, you will receive greater protection for you and your loved ones when things go down. Your charity of heart in praying for the nation resounds in heaven and calls to the angels to protect your loved ones, to protect your loved ones. Well, that was the end of his message, my dear ones, and right after this message, St. Faustina came to me on the Feast of the Archangels and gave me encouragement. That will be the next message. The Lord bless you, my precious family. I can't wait until the new website is finished and I'll be able to communicate more clearly with those who comment. Thank you for your prayers. I'm no longer having issues with my recording program because of your prayers. But they are late because of all I had to go through to get them to you. May his peace reign in our souls, and may his truth guide all our actions. God bless you, dear ones. Thank you so much for your prayer support and your donation support. It's a tremendous help to us. Please remember to say this as often as you think of it. Blood and water from the side of Jesus, I trust in you. Save our president and our nation. Amen.